A Wealthy Place, Week 8, Day 125, May the 25th, 2024. The Costly Oil. Today's scripture comes from Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 3 through 9 in the New King James Version. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Devotional. This story recalls an incident I had with a bottle of my grandma's perfume. This particular Saturday morning, we were cleaning the house in preparation for her social tea club party. Saturday morning was the designated day for cleaning, but this day meant a little more as it was important that the house was spotless and smelling good. My grandmother always wore the best perfume, Estee Lauder. The perfume came in a long neck blue leather bottle. It was precious to her as it cost a lot of money. Estee Lauder could not be purchased at Walmart. As I was dusting her dresser, I accidentally pushed the bottle of perfume on the floor and it broke. My heart sank to the bottom of my chest with fear. I knew Grandma was going to get me, and boy did she. I learned my lesson that day. Always move everything off the dresser before dusting. In this story, Mary used a very expensive bottle of perfume to prepare Jesus for burial. It's described as a very costly oil of spikenard. Spikenard oil, also known as nard and muskrut, is an aromatic, amber-colored essential oil deriving from the flowering plant Nardostox jatamansi. It has been used for centuries as a perfume and traditional medicine. Spikenard oil is commonly used in perfumes and relaxing massage oils for its woody, musty scent. It is also believed to inspire devotion and add to inner peace, and is said to aid in finding inner peace. I'm sure Mary was aware of what the oil did, which is why she used it on Jesus' feet, to provide a fragrance of peace for the Lord Jesus Christ. As we continue our journey to our wealthy place, let's not put a price limit on what the oil can do for us. It produces a fragrance that helps us focus, brings balance, and peace. God's anointing is what keeps us at peace. Perhaps this would be a good time to practice using the oil to prepare for your day of purpose, much like Mary did for Jesus as she prepared him for purpose. Prayer. Lord, we thank you for the example through Jesus Christ of the importance of using the anointing oil. We now see that the oil not only signifies your approval, but it provides peace for our lives as well. Thank you for the oil. In Jesus' name, amen.